What is up, everyone? Thank you for listening. I know it's been a minute. Ramel here, or Ramel, depending on who you're asking. Back with another episode, a new episode of Read Up On It. It's been, maybe almost close to a year, maybe? Or maybe 10 months, but whatever. I'm back, and I just... something in my spirit starting last night, starting with the Versus battle, Ashanti and Keisha Cole, it really just made me want to reach out and tap in. And, you know, it's been a minute since I tapped in. So I just wanted to dust off the microphone and set a new password for my podcast login because I forgot it because it's been that long. And here we are with another episode, a new episode. So I hope that everyone is doing well. I hope that everyone has, you know, been able to get a handle on day-to-day life with the pandemic and adjusting to new sort of rules for life and how we live in, whether it's quarantine or under restricted rules during this pandemic. I hope everyone's safe. I hope people are mentally healthy and physically. So just jumping into things. This is just going to be like sort of me just blabbing at the mouth. It's not like a formatted episode or anything. But I do just want to say, I will lead with, well, first of all, if you hear my heater, you know, please forgive that. It's the same ghetto bitch that you are used to. And I'm not going to say where I'm recording this podcast episode from because I don't want anyone reaching out trying to have lunch outside of a restaurant in the cold, so that's just not gonna work for me. But I just want to start the episode off with just the tip, you know, where I give what I think could be useful tips for everyday life for every individual. And I feel like I've said this before, but I don't know if people really take heed to it. I don't know if they really understand it. And if you don't understand it, you're probably the person committing the offense. But I just want to say, just because you text someone, specifically texting, it does not mean you are entitled to a response. And I just want to say, especially during the lockdown, especially during the quarantine, especially during this pandemic, I know a lot of people tend to have a lot more free time on their hands just because of work restrictions and how, you know, our typical day-to-day lives may have changed. But just because you text someone does not mean they have to respond. Whether it's your best friend, whether it's a good friend, whether it's a relative, whoever the case may be, a coworker, whoever, sometimes people just don't want to talk. And that's that. If you're bored, find a hobby. Pick up a new book. Read something. Watch something. What you're not gonna do is text someone out of boredom in hopes and in anticipation that they're gonna fill up that void of your boredom. That to me is just annoying. It's an annoying trait and quality in someone. And I think at this point, everyone who texts me realizes I will not text you unless it's something that's absolutely, that needs to be discussed. And then we can just hop on a call. And I know I'm sounding like a fucking, like I have a stick up my ass. If you know me, it's probably a chance I do have something up my ass, but not a stick usually. I just think people text for no fucking reason, and I don't want to text all day. As an adult, I don't want to have the phone in my hand all day. First of all, I'm getting older. I turned 30 this past summer, and carpal tunnel is a thing now, and holding the phone in my fucking hand, it irritates my carpal tunnel. I don't want to text nonstop all day. Like, no. At least 45 minutes of the day, the phone is in my hand because of Pornhub. And then, you know, you wake up in the morning, you got to respond to emails and catch up on important text messages. And you got to check in and tap in with those that you absolutely have to tap in with, like your parents or work-related things. But outside of that, I really am okay not talking to my social circle. I think especially during this time is what highlighted it for me over the last 12 months since the COVID hit. I think just talking every day about nothing grows very tiresome very quickly. And I've never been that type of bitch that want to just chat all day. Like, anyone who knows me knows my phone stays on Do Not Disturb. But it became an expectation on people's end. Like, oh, bitch, I know you're not doing anything. Respond to my fucking message. And I'm like, actually, I'm on Hulu watching season 2 of Housewives of Atlanta. And I know that might not be something for you, but for me, this is self-care. So please and kindly, respectfully, however, fuck off. So now that we got that just a tip out of the way, a lot has happened since 2021 has started. And I just want to shout out Amanda Gorman, who, I don't know if you guys watched the inauguration, Biden and Kamala Harris. Amanda Gorman is the youngest poet to recite her original work at any presidential inauguration in history. But what I really want to shout her out, not only for being a gorgeous, beautiful, young, brown-skinned woman, but her books, which aren't even released yet, but her books have become bestsellers on Amazon, selling crazy units. It claimed number one and number two spots, and her books aren't slated to be released until April and September of this year. So shout out to the girl for collecting a cute coin. And she gained 2 million followers on social media since the inauguration. So shout outs to that young queen. And anytime I read stuff like that, it really makes me want to, like, do something with my life. But that's something I'll tackle another day. Maybe when I'm, like, 32 or something. I don't know. I still have time. Hopefully I have time. I still have my hairline, so I like to think I have time. But yes, what I said earlier, which made me want to record this podcast so we can really delve into it and discuss, honey, was this versus battle. Because what the fuck was that? I have the same music in the background playing. It's Brandy's sitting up in my room, but the jazz rendition, so there's no vocals. It's just, like, peaceful. Yin and yang, you know. I'm talking shit, so I want something peaceful playing in the background. But that versus battle, first of all, I'm so glad I didn't plan my day around it. Although I kind of did, but I was gonna skip the gym in order to watch it. But something in my spirit, and by something in my spirit, I mean my waistline was like, uh-uh, bitch, we're not allowing that. I absolutely had to get into the gym. And so I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna watch it at the gym on Instagram Live. I'm not gonna be in the comfort of my living room. I'm not gonna have a cocktail while watching it. I'm just gonna be at the gym banging it out and checking in on Instagram Live. So I fucking thought, until 30 minutes into it and the gym's closing in another 30 minutes, I'm like, these bitches ain't on yet. 30 minutes pass by, 45 minutes pass by. I'm like, girl, what is really going on? Because had I skipped the gym for this bullshit, I would have been pissed, okay? I would have been really peeved about what the fuck was going on. An hour passed by, the gym closes. I'm like, well, goddamn, I might as well pick up a bottle of wine for this shit, because I know they say black people run on a certain time, but what the fuck is this? Because the shit had been canceled and rescheduled since 2020, so how the fuck are they showing up late? This has been on their calendar for fucking weeks, at least 7 weeks at this point. So what the fuck is really going on? Like, what is actually going on? Someone explain it. And Swiss Beats was even in the comments like, all right, this shit is really disrespectful. So, like, what the fuck is going on? 85 minutes pass by, finally, literally 85 minutes, Ashanti walks on set in the most underwhelming outfit that I've ever seen. And I'm like, this is what the fuck we were waiting for? A black blazer dress kind of moment and, like, some simple black hair and, like, pearls? Like, this is what we were waiting for? But whatever, you know, she's trying to warm up her choppy vocals and she's doing her thing. She's singing. And I love Ashanti, so this is no, like, full-fledged Ashanti shade, but it was an annoying entrance for an annoying start, a very late start. And then Queen Keisha Cole arrives in a similar look, all black, similar hair, titties out, but with the nastiest fucking attitude. And I think today her DJ said why she was so pissed, but it does not fucking matter, bitch. You showed up 90 minutes late with the nastiest attitude. Literally, the nastiest attitude. And her whole vibe was throwing me off. I'm not gonna get into this too much because I think you guys watched it, and also it's on fucking YouTube, so you could watch it and, you know, gather what I'm discussing. But the main things that we're gonna point out, the outfits were trash, very underwhelming, incredibly underwhelming. I do not think these bitches like each other. They really do not. They are being cordial. And I will say, Ashanti wins just off of keeping shit classy. Because Keisha Cole, and I know she's from like Oakland, and I know, you know, she's more the hood one. The bitch was just straight up ghetto. She was ghetto throughout the whole thing for me. And I'm like, girl, we need some sort of decorum. Like, at a certain tax bracket, decorum should play a part in your everyday life and your demeanor. You can remain true to who you are, in my opinion, but we need some sort of decorum. The bitch was just straight up ghetto. One, she can't do math. If anyone saw that fiasco when they came back from the break, like, simple math is not in Keisha Cole's, you know, repertoire. Every time Ashanti would go, basically with her biggest hits, Keisha Cole would have to step off stage. The bitch would have to take a break. For what? I don't know. People were speculating things in the comments. I'm not going to say that because I'm trying to be a different person in 2021. So I'm not going to highlight that. But every time Ashanti's like biggest hits will come on, Keisha Cole would be like gesturing to someone in the audience like, oh, y'all calling me? And she would step off stage and there would be an empty fucking seat. And then anytime Keisha Cole went with her shit, Ashanti, maybe Nelly was texting her, I don't know, but the bitch was on her phone all day, nonstop. The energy for this Versus was very, very off. I don't know. It was probably one of the most anticipated because it was rescheduled for so long. And honestly, like, had it happened in December when it was supposed to happen, the shit would have probably been lit. It would have probably had way more viewers. But the energy last night was very off for me. And I saw a lot of people saying that as well. And then the last thing, like, Keisha Cole had a sister. I'm not sure the sister's name. It's not Neffy. But she has a younger sister. And her sister was going in on Keisha Cole because Keisha had OT on, OT Genesis, when she was singing Love. And he, like, jumped in the frame and, like, was singing it, banging her up. And they, like, kind of hugged. The sister was going off about, like, you let this nigga in and you're hugging him. He sold our mother crack. And like, I think OT and Keisha had beef in the past before, but they cleared that up, obviously. But I don't know. I feel like the sister just wanted some clout because, first and foremost, your sister Keisha Cole has a song, probably one of her biggest hits, called Let It Go, with Lil' Kim and Missy Elliott. Girl, so you need to listen to that song one more time. And I wish you would have listened to it before you uploaded that Instagram post. Listen to the song and take heed and let that shit go. Because clearly, Keisha let it go. And she's the one on TV. I think you need to, like, follow suit and just kind of let that go. But I don't know. The Versus was very underwhelming to me. The hair was. The looks were. The vocals definitely were. I mean, but none of these girls are real singers. You know, they're studio voices and I get that. But it was just all underwhelming, and I honestly felt like I wasted 2, maybe 3, if you count how late they fucking started. I wasted 3 hours of my life on that bullshit. So, that's that. But I do want to just shout out Black Twitter, because always and forever, but especially during the last 12 months, but specifically this week with the Versus and the inauguration, Black Twitter has been my saving grace. They have had a plethora of hilarious fucking material. And literally, I'm just giggling and kikiing and cackling to myself under my mask at everything I see. So I'm probably looking like a fucking lunatic in the streets laughing at nothing. But it's been an absolute joy to watch the creativity of Black Twitter. I mean, between the Bernie memes, there was a meme of him on the fucking 3 train. There was a meme of him in a Love and Hip Hop scene with Safari. when Destiny's Child performed Cater to You at the BET Awards, when they were giving lap dances to celebrities. Someone photoshopped Beyonce giving him in that same pose. I mean, it's just a fucking gem of memes that have come out of the inauguration. But I will say, one of the things that have always been funny to me and still is funny to me, during the entire presidency, during the entire Trump administration, something that has always sent me is Melania. And the bitch is just as guilty as her husband, and she is just as morally bankrupt and corrupt as her husband. But what really has been sending me is how fed up with the position of First Lady Melania is. This bitch wants no parts. And every single freeze frame image from that final speech that Trump did shows that she's just done. The bitch would not pose in any photos. She did not, it looked like she had on a DBF dress, like nothing a First Lady would wear on her departure from their administration, their stint in the White House. But she really has just been fed up. So as much flack as we give her, I want to say she has given me so much comedy relief from her her very transparent fucking behavior. And then I know I'm gonna sound like a hater because I am a lamb. I am a Mariah Carey fan, almost fanatic, I would say. But J-Lo, baby girl. First of all, this was a historic inauguration, and historic in the sense that we have the first female and also the first person of color to be, you know, elected to vice president, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. I just felt like the moment called for an actual singer. You know, when Obama was elected, and I get that was a different moment, but you know, we had the Aretha Franklins, we had the Beyoncés, the Mary J. Blige's, we had music royalty, you know, actual singers with the A, if you were going to put that stank on it. So we get this, and J-Lo is who we got to tap in for this. I don't know, something's like, was Mariah not available? Was Mary not available? Something just wasn't right. My spirit was tingling the entire time, and not for the right reasons. I just was not understanding how and why J-Lo was there. I mean, she could have been there in the audience, but I didn't understand why she had main stage and why she was mic'd up and why was there a sound check happening. Why? What led up to this is what I really would like to discuss. It was a horrible performance, in my opinion, because we all know J-Lo is the queen of mediocrity. And I'm not hating on her because the girl's an A-lister. She's a legend in her own right, and she's wealthy beyond means. I just don't ever celebrate J-Lo's singing, her music, at all. And I won't hate entirely because there are some songs that I do play while I'm doing cardio of J-Lo's. I'm not going to front. Some of them just get, you know, the endorphins going and the mood lifted and the heart rate pumping. But her music, no. Not to be singing at a historic moment like this. I do like her rom-coms, though. But it was just a waste of time. And what we all know J-Lo for is for serving a look, honey. And look, just like Ashanti and Keisha, was underwhelming to me. But I don't know, I think if I was the publicist, or I don't know who books something for an inauguration, but if it was me, I would definitely not have. Where was Patty? Was Patty unavailable? Did Patty not have background singers available? Like, what was going on? Why was J-Lo there? It was a waste of a fucking moment, to be honest. It was a real snooze fest. And then she tried to slide in her single that Let's Get Loud. I was like, no, man. That's actually when I turned it off. That's when I turned it off. I was too through. I was done. So, yes, it was a historic election. And, again, Kamala is the first female and first person of color female vice president. Hopefully not the last. And I think that's great, but what I will need is for Lari's seasoning salt to send her, like maybe like a year's supply of their products, just so she could really get some flavor, because she is married to a white man. And I remember watching a cooking tutorial video of hers, and I was like, that food looks a little bland, honey. So I'm gonna need her to really add some spice in her stint as Madam Vice President into the White House, and really hold down for the people, you know? Really look out for us like a woman of color can only do. And so yeah, Lari's, I would like you guys to send some of that good old seasoned salt to the White House. Don't let her man grill anything. If Obama has to step in on the weekends to grill, let that be the case. And also, I need, because they are redoing her Vogue shoot, her Vogue cover, I need all black people, all black creatives to tap into that and really hold her down. And this is why I never gave, because they gave Beyonce shade for demanding all black people to handle her Vogue cover. I never gave her shade because I understood it. Because the outcome is exactly what we got in Kamala's Vogue cover. It was bland, it was ashy, it was dry, it looked cloudy, it gave no oomph, there was no stink on it. And not that I ever bought Vogue, I just always kind of stood up in Barnes & Noble's and read it for free. But I definitely don't want to spend my money on that, whether it's a hard copy or an online subscription. They definitely violated, but Kamala, although they said that wasn't the cover they wanted, Kamala girl, you are Madam Vice President. I feel like you have more say in these matters. So girl, you really gotta take the essence of this role and the essence of our culture. And I do think Lari's seasoning salt will help you to really embody what it means to be the first Madam Vice President of color. So we're gonna need you to, you know, assume that position and assume it wholeheartedly. But anyway, what else is going on, guys? I have not been watching Atlanta Housewives yet. Mentally, I'm not there yet. I did watch the first episode-ish, not the entire thing. I do think the weight looks good on the ladies. You know, Kenya posted something on her social media saying she gained like 30 pounds. I think it looks good on them. We all know she had her body done, but I think the weight looks healthy on them. Cynthia looks luscious. Kenya looks luscious, in my opinion. Portia always been a thicker than a motherfucker. So, you know, I think the weight looks great on all of them. Candy always been short and stout. She eat Chick-fil-A all the time. Not only has she been thick, but her bank account has always been thick. But I'm going to catch up on Housewives over the weekend, maybe. We'll see. Mentally, I just haven't been there. I just like the older stuff. More organic. Like, actual drama that wasn't like gonna be physically daunting on you for the whole day. So yeah, that has, I don't really have a lot of information on that. What I will say though, Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels, if you guys have not listened to that, you need to get on Spotify or Apple Music right now and fucking listen to it. I don't give kudos to a lot of the singers these days because a lot of the singers don't sing. I respect actual singers and people that are actual creatives and can perform live. So I don't respect a lot of the girls today, but Jasmine Sullivan is someone that always delivers. And check out Hotels. And I think her and Issa Rae are going to be working on like a visual effect for Hotels. They've been tweeting about it, or they tweeted about it. But check out Hotels, black excellence right there. I'm probably gonna wrap this up. You know, I just wanted to tap in with you guys. Oh, so 2021, you know, I think I posted on my social media on Instagram. I was like, my mood all 2021 is, I'm not arguing with anyone, I'm just gonna block you. But that's not a 2021 mood. That's been my mood all fucking year. 2020, 2019, 2018. That's really always been my mantra. I don't argue. I will literally just cut you out. And that's how I've always been. Within reason, you know. You should be able to have difficult or challenging conversations with people you love, and whether it's a friend or in a relationship. But if it's tomfoolery, I'm not entertaining that bullshit. So, Yeah, I will absolutely cut people off. I'm choosing peace all 2021. I'm not arguing with anyone. I'm not explaining myself to anyone. I'm single-ish. I'm not explaining myself to anyone unless I have to. And you know what RuPaul say? Unless them bitches is paying your bills, pay them no mind. And I'm gonna listen to the smart advice of Mama Ru. But I'm saying this because I have decided that Clubhouse is ghetto as fuck. And the niggas on Clubhouse are incompetent as fuck. So Clubhouse is this like social app. I don't know if you guys know about it. It's like invite only. So I've been on it since December. My friend Kelly invited me in. And I just want to say that, and this is something I've always felt, and I'm not bashing any sexuality or any gender. I will say cisgendered heterosexual males are toxic as fuck. Especially the ones that are younger than me. I'm 30, so just, you know, take that into consideration when I'm talking about cisgendered heterosexual males. It's really, because, you know, they took cursive out of the school curriculum like 5 years ago. It's really the individuals that don't know how to write cursive, who don't know how to write script, who don't know how to properly sign a signature. It's their mindsets that are really fucking warped. And the conversations that they will moderate in a Clubhouse room is so fucking ghetto, is so misconstrued, and it's just kind of like, where are you? Who raised you? Who raised you? Give me your mother's Facebook because I want to DM her. I want to talk to her. Where did she go wrong? But about choosing peace all 2021, if you're choosing peace and you happen to get on Clubhouse, do not go into those toxic rooms because all I do is argue and yell at straight men. So I've had to step back. I've had to take a break, honey, from Clubhouse. Because one thing I am is, they used to call me Captain Save-A-Ho in Brownsville. I always came to a ho's defense. And I'm not saying what I defend are only hoes. I'm just saying I stand in my truth and I stand 10 toes down firmly in advocating and arguing for what I believe is right. And I like to think I have common sense. You know, I'm not college educated, but I have common sense and I have life experience. And so I just have had to step back from Clubhouse, and I can't argue with people on the internet because a lot of people have not lived outside of their neighborhoods, outside of their skin color. They have not, you know, traveled. They have not had different experiences. So you can't argue with people like that on the internet, on Clubhouse. And that's something I have had to realize for myself. There's no reason why I should be yelling bloody fucking murder at 3 a.m. in my apartment with some fucking random asshole in Ohio. That's just not acceptable. So choose peace, guys, because I'm choosing peace, but it's a daily fucking effort to choose peace. And yeah, I've pretty much just wanted to vomit all of that and get it off my chest. Sorry if I sound a little worked up. I just really wanted to get this off of my chest before I in my facial routine and got in the shower and watched Girlfriends on Netflix because I'm still binging it. But for anyone that feels bored, who feel like they're going crazy, if you're that person that's constantly texting people and you're not getting a response, or if you're that toxic person on Clubhouse, discover a new hobby. There's so much to do. I am currently learning Spanish, although I took it for years in school, middle school and high school. And you know, I'm not saying everyone's toxic. I probably have some toxicity in me too, you know, we're all human. But learn a new hobby. Watch a documentary. There's plenty of stuff on Hulu and Netflix. I don't know. Talk to your mother more. Basically, mind your business in 2021 and choose peace. Choose the higher road, okay? And that's really all I wanted to say for this episode. I will be back to my messy self in future episodes. I don't know if it'll be weekly or bi-weekly, once a month. But it's nice to check in with you all, and I hope you guys are all doing well. I'm out.